The first person to look forward to Christmas was Mary. From the Annunciation, which we celebrate on March 25th, to Christmas, 9 months later, celebrated on December 25th, Mary celebrated 9 months of Advent. 9 months of waiting for the birth of the Savior of the world. That is why faithful Catholics all around the world today go to Mass 2 weeks and 3 days before Christmas to honor the mother of Jesus, to honor the woman called in Scripture today, blessed among women. The only time that's said in the Bible. And so we're here to honor the first Christian, our greatest saint in the Roman Catholic Church. We are here to honor the model of faith and the mother of God, Mary. This is how, in part, we get ready for Christmas. By acknowledging the woman who made Christmas possible. One of my non-Catholic friends once asked me, how can an ordinary woman give birth to God? He said, you Catholics call Mary the Mother of God. Well, first of all, Mary is the Mother of God because she's the Mother of Jesus, who is God. If Jesus is not God, we all look pretty foolish right now. But above all, Mary is not an ordinary woman because she gave birth to the Savior of the human race. That's not an ordinary baby. She was prepared for this from the moment of her conception in the womb of Saint Anne. This is what we honor today. Mary's conception today. Because we celebrate her birth 9 months from now on September 8th. Is the birthday of Mary. For Catholics, this is a dogma, which means we all must believe that Mary, from the moment of her conception, was kept free from all sin, because if she wasn't free from all sin, she would have passed that sin on to Jesus, and we would not be saved. St. Thomas Aquinas, one of my favorites, I quote him a lot, he said this, and I think it's really cool. He said, it is fitting that at least one of Adam's children be free of sin. He said, if God can forgive sins, God can prevent sins, which he did in Mary. To prepare her to be that tabernacle of Christ. But it's true that long before our Lord came to reside in her womb, our Lord was present in her soul by grace. That is why she could say yes. So the gospel we read on this feast day is the gospel of the conception of Jesus. This is why so many Catholics get confused. thinking that this feast day of the Immaculate Conception is the conception of Jesus. It's the conception of Mary. But because she was free from sin, she was able to say yes. Saint Bernard said something very beautiful. And in fact, Father Bill Ruel, in doing their church right now, is putting those words of Saint Bernard in his floor. Some of the most beautiful words I've ever heard. Imagine Gabriel coming down, asking Mary, and she could have said no. Just like so many people say no to God every day. But Saint Bernard put those words in Gabriel's mind of that moment where she was told of her grace and what she was to do. And before she said yes, those words of Gabriel, "Mary, let us hear your voice." Imagine the entire Trinity waiting for her to say yes. "Mary, let us hear your voice." And she said yes. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it be done to me according to your word." So when Mary said yes, before she gave birth to Jesus, she gave birth to the Catholic priesthood because she set into motion the entire movement of salvation. That is why the color of her blue mantle is the color of the ceiling in the sanctuary where the priests bring forth the presence of her Son so that we may find our way to heaven. It's a beautiful feast day. It is a great way to prepare for Christmas. There is no mother. There is no baby. There is no baby. There is no salvation. We gather here today to honor the woman who said yes and to say, "Thank you, Mary, that heaven did in fact hear your voice." Pray for us. Amen.